You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Maria Godoy of Mothers of Barrio Ituzaingó Anexo, Argentina. Neither the local government of Córdoba province nor the Argentinian government have responded to the serious health situation of the neighborhood Ituzaingó Anexo, which for many years has been victim of agrotoxic spraying in the neighboring soya plantations, as exposed by the group Mothers of Barrio Ituzaingó Anexo. The growing cases of cancer, especially leukemia, malformations, miscarriages, and some of the consequences of the fumigations, according to the group. Real World Radio interviewed Maria Godoy, a member of the group. Godoy is in Montevideo, Uruguay, to participate in the regional seminar Agrotoxics in the Southern Cone, the Human Right to Water and the Right to Health under Threat. The event will take place on Wednesday and it was organized by the Central Workers Union, the Union of Public Servants, the National Commission in Defense of Water and Life, Redes, Friends of the Earth Uruguay, and Programa Uruguay Sustentable. On August 21, 2012, a Córdoba court sentenced soya producers Francisco Parra and fumigator Edgar Jorge Pancelo to 3 years of community service. Alberto Gavieli, another soya producer, was acquitted. The two convicted have fumigated soya plantations with glyphosate and indusulfan near the neighborhood Ituzaingó Anexo. The case is now under consideration by an appeals court. The three indicted, plus the agronomists who acted at the time and continue working for the producers, are facing new lawsuits from the neighbors, who will also go against public servants who have failed to comply with their duties, Godoy to Real World Radio. 10 years ago, the group Mothers of Barrio Ituzaingó Anexo linked for the first time the many cases of cancer as well as malformations and miscarriages in the area with the agrotoxic fumigations they would suffer regularly. Godoy now demands, as a first step, an epidemiology follow-up, especially for the people affected by the fumigations.
You are listening to Real World News.